Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Catalonia opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence. In that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
The referendum was declared illegal. Many of them didn't turn out to vote. And this is their opportunity now that there is actually the possibility, or the Catalan government is talking about declaring independence. This is their chance now to articulate their desire to remain within Spain.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. An embassy statement did not clarify the reason for which it's reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. Last week, Turkey arrested a U.S. consulate employee and a Turkish national, accusing him of regular communication with alleged leading members of what Turkey deemed terrorist network. At least seven people were killed, dozens injured in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, after an explosion at a fuel distribution site. Cause of that blast not immediately known. Ghana has experienced several such blasts in recent years, including one in June of 2015 that left 150 dead. This is VOA News.